Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Director of Finance Andy Lent about the upcoming budget. City of Indianola putting together their budget for the 2021 fiscal year. And last year, one of the priorities put on was an increase in police and fire. Kind of talk about last year's priorities and how they kind of change with this year's priorities now what the council is focusing on.
Sure. In FY 2018, the council instituted a staffing study for police and fire. It showed that additional firefighters and police officers were needed for the city. In the past fiscal year, in FY 20, we hired two additional police officers plus a police clerk and three additional firefighters. In FY 21, we're going to continue that staffing increase, that staffing requirement, with two new police officers. The two new police officers will require two new vehicles with equipment, and there will also be an additional librarian and part-time librarian assistant included in the FY 21 budget.
All right, so that's a lot of staffing increases. Kind of talk about how working all that in, and once you get the numbers come in, I guess, just kind of the nuts and bolts of trying to work things into the budget, especially adding new things without taking away.
Sure. What we have to look at is some of the increases, not only for salaries, but also for benefits, and then the equipment, like I said, the vehicle and equipment that are going to be required. So I work closely with our HR director, Melissa McCoy, on the salary as far as where the starting salaries start and for benefits. And so we have to look at how that's going to affect our budget with getting the valuations from the county and then seeing how the requirements, the expenses match up against the taxable valuation that's available. Fortunately for the city of Indianola, the taxable valuation did go up, even though the rollback affected us slightly. The valuation did go up. That's a combination, not only some valuations going increasing on property that's existing, but we've also had some new construction going forward and some improvements that have led to an increase in valuation. So while the increase could have been much higher, it's not going to be as much. The increase currently that's projected is about a 35.5 cent increase in the overall city levy.
All right. Well, talk about some of the projects fitting in. I know the streetscape, the water treatment plant. These don't just happen overnight. These are budgeted for years in advance. Kind of talk about how the city's planning on working to do that.
So right now we work with our financial advisor, Mike Baloney from D.A. Davidson, to do some forecasting on how we're going to finance some of the projects moving into the future. A long time ago, with the wastewater treatment plant, city looked at the local option sales tax as a funding option to help fund the wastewater treatment plant, which is called the Water Resource Recovery Facility. So we're using some of that funding to help with that. In some of the forecasting that we did, we're also looking at some of the sewer fees are going to have a smaller increase to make all the payments for the money that we're borrowing for the facility happen. And then we have some of the projects that we have as far as like the square streetscape, looking at improvements to Hillcrest to help with some of the industrial and residential development happening up there. And for K Street, some of those improvements. Going into the future, we're forecasting using some money, some grant money that's available through the federal infrastructure funding, and then also looking at some borrowing. But we wanted to also make sure that if we're going to be borrowing any funds for that, that we do it responsibly and we do it conservatively. So we're looking at, right now our debt service levy is 87 cents per thousand. We want to make sure that we don't go past $2. And that's with no valuation increase going into the future. So we think we're being very conservative and fiscally responsible as far as forecasting those projects into the future and the borrowing that's going to be required for those.
Well, one final question here is, how could people interact with the budget? I know there's presentations, public hearings at city council meetings. What's the easiest way for people to get their voices heard?
I think the best way to do that is to attend the meetings. I have a presentation scheduled for February 18th during the study session. And then, so the can attend and get some more information through at that presentation. On March 2nd, we have a new hearing that's required. It's called the Maximum Property Tax Dollars Hearing. That was a new law that was enacted. And then in March 25th is the actual public hearing for the FY21 budget. So there's multiple opportunities for someone to come learn about the budget and then also to make their voices heard.
Once again, that was Andy Lent discussing the upcoming budget. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Indianola.